Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
Living in the shadow of a big brother can be intimidating at times. Ask the casual lacrosse fan in Central New York which college team they root for, you're most likely going to hear Syracuse University. But as WAER's Tim Scott tells us, Lemoyne College is starting to step out of the Syracuse shadow and form a legacy of their own.
In 20 seasons, Dan Sheehan has transformed Lemoyne men's lacrosse into one of the premier programs in Division II. 5 national championships, 12 Northeast 10 titles, and 48 first-team All-Americans are just some of Sheehan's coaching achievements. But the veteran head coach got his start at Lemoyne in an unorthodox way.
After graduating from Ithaca, kind of trying to figure out what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go, I introduced myself to the current head coach at Lemoyne, Shane Lynch, and just asked if he needed a hand, if he needed any assistance around the program. And he was kind enough to allow me to volunteer my time and warm up goalies.
But only 1 year into his time at Lemoyne, Sheehan took over the reins after tragedy struck the program.
Shane was an absolutely fantastic guy, unbelievable lacrosse coach, and probably an even better mentor to young men. When he got sick, I was fresh out of college myself, and I don't know if I wasn't mature enough to actually see what was going on, but the leadership up here at Lemoyne, along with Shane's input, I could lead the group of young men through it, not only a difficult time, but in a lacrosse coaching capacity as well.
Following Shane Lynch's death in 1997, the Dolphins suffered 2 straight losing seasons under Sheehan. But things turned around when Sheehan went back to his lacrosse roots.
As time went on and I had an opportunity to kind of stamp my mark on the program, you know, honestly what I did was I went back to my high school days and where I learned to play the game, and that was from Coach Massera at West Genesee, and I truly valued the fundamentals of the game, and that was our departure point.
From there, the Dolphins exploded onto the scene. In 2001, Lemoyne won its first Northeast 10 title under Sheehan. 3 years later, an undefeated Dolphin squad won its first national championship. Not to mention, Lemoyne also took home the national crown in 2006, 2007, 2013, and most recently, 2016.
Revenge is sweet on Memorial Day weekend. The Dolphins are flying high. 8-4, Lemoyne wins their 5th national title.
But out of all his national championships, Sheehan says he doesn't quite have a favorite title team.
They're all different, not only because the rosters were completely different. You know, the first one is always something you never think you can do, and the last one, you have absolutely no idea how you can continue to do it.
Now in 2017, the Dolphins are in the midst of a 26-game winning streak. Even with all the wins, freshman Sean Emerson thinks Sheehan's way of bringing the team together makes the program even more special.
The beginning of the season, we had bowling night, and that was like the very first thing that kind of welcomed me into the team, and just little things like that.
With Sheehan providing a passionate approach on the sidelines, junior Justin Kesselring knows that each game brings the Dolphins closer to the ultimate prize.
We come to play in big games, get to that NFL stadium, and hold that trophy high at the end of the year, because it doesn't matter who's number one in the beginning or middle of the year. All that matters is who's number one at the end of May.
With his team on the doorstep of another national title, Sheehan says his Dolphins aren't the only team he pulls for.
We don't consider ourselves in competition with Syracuse University. We're their biggest fans. We want Syracuse to compete for national championships every year, because we know if they're consistently in the spotlight, then little old Lemoyne College, just a couple miles away, can't help but spot us.
With all the ways he has transformed Lemoyne men's lacrosse, it will be interesting to see if Sheehan and the Dolphins can bring more national titles to the Salt City. Tim Scott, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, waer.org, and follow us on Twitter at @WAER Sports.